With new districts drawn for state legislators, as well as the new top two primary system in place, business and labor groups are rolling out new tactics to get the outcomes they'd prefer. From Sacramento, Ben Adler takes a statewide look in today's North Bay Report.
The huge words on the mailer jump off the page. Republicans, it tells voters in an Orange County Assembly district, the only Republican candidate for state assembly has dropped out of the race. Don't waste your vote on a Republican who is not running. The mailer then goes on to wholeheartedly endorse one of the Democratic candidates, whom it describes as anti-tax, pro-business, and tough on crime. Then there's this radio ad airing in parts of the Central Valley.
He put himself through college, and he's been serving the community ever since, leading efforts to protect farmers from excessive taxes and safeguard homeowners from loan fraud.
Protecting farmers from excessive taxes, a campaign ad you'd think would be for a Republican, but it's for a Democrat.
Adam Gray, Central Valley Values for State Assembly.
Both ads are paid for by Jobs PAC, a political action committee led by the California Chamber of Commerce. Longtime GOP strategist Marty Wilson is running the chamber's effort. He says the new combination of the top two primary and independently drawn legislative districts have created far more competitive races, particularly for state assembly. So
there's a lot of opportunity for us to go in and look at the top two primary process and see if there's a means by which we can get Democrats to vote for Republicans or Republicans to vote for Democrats.
Before this year, that was never possible in a primary. But now, under the top two system, a voter of any party or a registered independent can vote for a candidate in any party. Wilson says the goal is to find more pragmatic candidates. Others might use the word moderate.
We're looking for somebody that has the attitude that, you know, they're going to be here to solve problems and not climb up on some ideological soapbox and proclaim their views to the world, which is really not very productive.
The chamber isn't alone in adapting to the new system. The Service Employees International Union is spending big to convince some Democrats to vote for Republicans. Take, for example, an assembly race along the Orange County coastline. GOP Assemblyman Alan Mansour faces a challenge from another Republican. Mansour has signed a no-tax pledge. His challenger has not. Mansour says he's been the target of hit pieces.
There's been a variety of pieces. I mean, you have independent expenditure committees sending out a ton of mail in support of my opponent and attacking me.
Like this one that says during the state budget crisis, Alan Mansour gave his Capitol staff a raise. That mailer comes from a group of health professionals and unions called Californians for Fiscal Accountability. Tea Party Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, who also faces a GOP challenger, says he's been the target of similar mailers.
When you can bring forces like that, you can literally sway an election. And the people in my district like me. The unions hate my guts, so they've sent eight mail pieces. Eight mail pieces.
But the June primary may be just a taste of things to come. Alan Hoffenblum, who handicaps political races for a publication called the California Target Book, says many interest groups are waiting until the general election to spend most of their money.
Now, all they have to do is be in the top two, and they better have the money ready to be able to be competitive in the election of consequence.
Hoffenblum says as many as 23 assembly races and four state Senate runoffs could feature two candidates from the same party. Democrats are currently two votes shy in each House of the two-thirds supermajority needed to raise taxes or send initiatives to voters. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.